Hi there, this is Lori Edge Hughes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. And in today's audio, I want to talk to you about combating fatigue. So I will tell you, I came across this information. I'm signed up as a member of Paul Reut's Profit Club. You have to say that with an Aussie accent because he's Aussie. And it's all about providing business knowledge to healthcare professionals. So he had on this guest person to interview by the name of John Toomey, who is known as the fatigue professor. And so basically I compiled his information with actually just a handful of others that I included to present to you guys how to combat fatigue. And quite frankly, we all likely need to think about this, do a better job, because we're all going 125 million different directions and have so much on our plate that we have to get done that it's likely smart to think about these things. So they are quite simple as well, so nothing too daunting. And away we go. Okay, so number one is to hydrate. So basically, this guy says that if you are yawning before 10 a.m., it's because you're dehydrated. So it doesn't make sense that you're actually tired at that point. You're likely dehydrated. So he suggests drinking 1 liter of water per 25 kilograms of body weight, okay, and to start slowly. And of that amount, you would want to drink about 25% of that first thing in the morning. But obviously, like we said, go slow. Otherwise, all you're doing is just doing a lot of trips to the bathroom until your body starts to learn to absorb it. But this was interesting to me, and it's something that I have tried. I've got a glass right by my sink in the bathroom, and I try and at least take a glass of water so that I've got that on board first thing in the morning. Okay, number two, walk. And really, nothing brilliant about that. It just is essentially the need to get up, get out, and get moving. So walking is important, whether you do it on a treadmill. Certainly, if you go outside, you have the added benefit of sunlight and vitamin D. But basically, move. Okay? Number three is sleep. And it's often thought that when it comes to fatigue, oh, well, you better sleep. You need more sleep. Oh, you got to get more sleep. Which is only true to a certain extent, okay? It's only, you know, it's only number three on this list. Hydrate was more important. So let's talk about sleep. So first off, you need to figure out how much sleep you actually need, okay? And to do that, especially on a weekend or some other time, try, like, don't set your alarm and see how many hours of sleep your body would like to consume. And then basically you need to calculate backwards and figure out what time do you actually need to get to bed. And not only what time do you need to get to bed, but prepare for sleep. So you need to quiet your brain, okay? And account for the time that it'll take you to fall asleep. So a cool room is best, okay? And some people suggest that if you're into meditating, meditate in the evening and before bedtime. You could do it lying down, but then you don't get the benefits of meditating. You'll fall asleep. But to do some quiet activities, turn the lights down low. Ideally, you stop watching TV, you know, to that right up to bed time. One of the things we've done with my iPad screen is I've set it so you can make it dim. So mine dims at 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Anyways, different things, like I said, to prepare for sleep. But what this guy says is really sleep only accounts for about 10% of fatigue. So stay tuned. You still need to know more. Okay, number four I threw in here And this is one I threw in because this is basically one that comes from my yoga instructor. And this is spend a little bit of time with your head down. Okay, especially when you're feeling fatigued, so that the blood can go to your brain. And she would always have us standing there in forward fold, right, with our basically bent forwards, and just, you know, letting the back of your leg stretch out, but letting the blood go to your brain. And when you're fatigued, and this is absolutely something you can do, you know, in the middle of your work day, is just before your next patient, just basically hang out with your head down. Come back up, obviously, hang on to a wall so you don't pass out, but that could be something that is quick and easy to do to help you when you are feeling fatigued. Okay. Number five is bacteria. Oh, love bacteria. You need bacteria. I need bacteria. Okay? Basically, bacteria outnumbers human cells by 10 to 1 in the human body, which basically means that you're just a big old bag of bacteria. So, what they suggest is you nurture your neighborhood bacteria by taking a daily probiotic, perhaps eating fermented food such as kombucha, those are that fermented tea drink, kefir, which is fermented yogurt, if you haven't had that, kimchi, which is it's a cabbage, like it's kind of like sauerkraut, but it's more of an Asian version, and I quite like it better. Sauerkraut fits in there. Miso, which is your fermented soybean, I believe, or tofu kind of a curd. Anyways, but actually that's a really nice thing to add to your stir fry, I will tell you. And tempeh, which, gosh, I forget now. Anyways, those sorts of things are good to add to your gut because your bacteria, your good bacteria, needs to flourish. Okay. Which then ties right into number six, which is scrap the sugar. So sugar is really modern day evil, okay? Sugar reduces your blood pH, which makes it less able to transport oxygen, and your body needs oxygen. So minimize sugar, so your sugary drinks, minimize candy, those sorts of things. Unfortunately, minimize alcohol. Oh, not the red wine. Okay, yeah, minimize that. Minimize those things. And I would even throw into there, think about some of the stuff. I'm always preaching this to my kids about, you know, you don't need as many simple carbs. Stop eating bread. Stop eating crackers. Okay, all of that just gets converted into sugar in your body. So minimize all of that. Okay. Alrighty, we go to number seven. Okay. Oh, now this one was really interesting. Okay. Breathing. Don't forget to breathe. Okay. But basically, what you want to be doing is breathing. One, take it in through the nose because mouth breathing can cause you to expel too much carbon dioxide, which again reduces pH. So one of the things that this guy talked about was the Butenko method for breathing, okay? And basically learning how to change your breathing. And I will tell you a couple stories. One, there is a big movement in physiotherapy to look at people's breathing, especially people would have rib pain, back pain, thoracic pain. And to get these people breathing more of a diaphragmatic breathing, breathing from the bottom of your lungs instead of just the up high breathing. It gets much harder to try and instruct that in dogs. But, you know, think about your own breathing, okay? Because we're talking about you. I'm still working on how to make this make sense with dogs in my back of my head. But anyways, and the Butenko method, oh my word, you've got to try this. So what you do is you breathe out all the way, and I can't talk and do this at the same time, but you breathe out all the way. Plug your nose and hold your breath. And hold your breath as long as you possibly can. So when I get going, I can hold for like 36 seconds. Not on an inhale. I can do longer. On an exhale. And then basically you wait because your body goes into panic mode. Your body goes into, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. And so when you finally do breathe in, It's huge. And what will happen is it opens up your nasal passages. And as someone who has problems with nasal passages, now that being said, it's much less now that I don't have gluten, but it is astounding. So what they claim with this method is to do this a few times a day, okay, will not only help your ability to get in oxygen and your oxygen exchange, but it can treat things like snoring in, well, they have one story. I Googled this. So you got to Google this and go and see a couple YouTube videos because it's actually kind of interesting. But claiming that you can treat snoring in as little as 3 days if you're doing this. Now, I don't want to propagate myth, but anyways, I have been getting my husband to do this, and I will tell you, I think it helps a little bit. Now, I need him to be more diligent, but anyways. So try the breathing, more breathing through your nose. Try this Butenko method. It really does open up your airways. I promise you that much. Okay. Number 8 is minerals. Your body needs minerals. So a multivitamin might help. Or maybe look at cooking with Celtic sea salt because it has everything your body needs. I've also been told, and I don't know, I couldn't find it, you know, there was a big thing on Himalayan sea salt, and that certainly is easier to find. I have had a hard time finding Celtic sea salt, so we kind of use the sea salt as much as we can. But don't get the plain old white box of the iodinized salt. Get a natural salt. So anyways, the Celtic sea salt apparently has everything your body needs. And so long as you're not eating crap and junk and all the rest, you actually need salt. It's not a bad deal. So put the right kind of salt into your body. Okay. And number 9 is live in the now. So make a mental commitment to enjoy what you're doing as you're doing it. So whether that's work, whether that's being at home, maybe that's being the commute going home. So instead of thinking about, oh, what I'm going to do when I get home, think about, okay, I am listening to the radio on my drive home. I am enjoying audio. I am listening to this on my drive home. And just really kind of enjoy what it is you're doing and living in the now, which I will say kind of fits into maybe you do look at doing some meditation just to kind of get your brain, like I said, in the now. And I will pass on, actually, my massage therapist told me about a great app called Headspace. And it has a free version and a paid for version, but the free version actually has a number of different short meditations, as short as 5 minutes. I'm trying to think if there was a shorter one than five, but as short as 5 minutes, or it can be up to 30 minutes or more, just even in their free ones. And really it doesn't do anything. It kind of talks you through focusing on your breathing and just taking you into the here and now. So if you haven't meditated, it's a really nice, easy, good place to start with that. Okay. And then I added number 10, and just basically know you're appreciated, because all of us are doing some really cool stuff in this world. We are helpers of the animals, which then helps the humans that love those animals. So really, we're doing pretty cool things. So just know that you're appreciated and you're doing good work in this world. Okay, so those are my 10 things, not even mine. Those come from John Toomey, the fatigue professor. And so I would recommend too, if you wanted to learn a little bit more, Google this guy, John, J-O-H-N, Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y. And there's a couple of, I found two really cool YouTube videos, and there's no sense in me giving you the whole URL because it's just a bunch of, you know, YouTube numbers and letters and squiggles. Okay. And the other one, if you're interested in that breathing technique, it's called the Butenko method, B-U-T-E-N-K-O. And I did found one find one interesting YouTube video on that as well. So there you go. Hopefully this helps you in your practice, in life. And until next time, cheers.